So they were people who make a mistake. They were the ones we hear the story of. And years later, they ended their life very tragically. And also, a shaman that gives way to those temptations or cannot control himself usually give way to these easy target for him. We know all that in a life, in every lifetime, every culture, it's there. In every aspect of a life, it's there, no matter what you are, a fighter or a boxer or a top athlete. There's always somebody who wants to top your achievement. Any field, and even in politics, it's just as dirty. If one person get to be an expert in politics, you know, there's people who try to shut them down. So it's the same thing in the past with this kind of a story. Okay, now, if I do not lose track of my thoughts, I shall try to pull back what I was going to put here to make an example. I have made too many examples to make this clear, but it is necessary. Oh yes, one of the mysterious things that our ancestors have experienced are they never openly expressed this idea, which in the modern world still is a taboo. That I mean, we have heard rumors that some individuals in the modern world, that they have been contacted by celestial beings in a very, very common word, a flying saucer, or men from other space, or being from other space. That's one section that our ancestors have experienced, which they could not clarify or even understand what is this. And anything that they do not understand, whether being a shaman or just a regular person, it is always assumed it is the next shaman who try or play with you. It is the next shaman who travel with you. He plays along with you, try to scare you. So with this idea, they never really, not one shaman actually come out in the open or even use his power to try to understand where is this thing originate from or where is its source of this thing. That's one, but that's their usual behavior. The people, ordinary people, when they see something or have a vision of something or illusion, whatever they have, they always automatically concluded it's a shaman's trick. So they prop their mind back, they say, which of those shamans did I annoy, or which one did I have show disrespect? So they ask their mind, so who was it? So they sort of try to pinpoint someone, yeah, that's him or that's her. So the matter is ended right there. One of the things that our people were able to distinguish between those mysteries in life is what they call the spirit. This is a spirit, you know, not spiritual life, what we say, the good spirit and God and the great spirit, that nature. No, not that kind. The spirit that is a person, a human that have lived in this world, they know the human has a spirit. But they say a man's spirit can be around us or sometimes by some purpose. They have explained that a person who have died suddenly would linger, his soul would linger around the place. And at times he can be seen by some people for some time until later that he won't be there anymore, he or she. So usually they concluded that anyone that lost his life suddenly, usually the soul do not leave the body.